Bye.
It's hard to believe, but it's already November the 4th.
已经11月4号了。
And I have a little project for you for this month.
我有一些的功课让你做。
I have a sheet here that says, I'm thankful for.
我这里有一张纸，上面说到我为某某事情感恩。
And it has the numbers 1 through 30, one for each day of the month.
从1到30是每这个月每一天有一个机会让你写下你感恩的事。
I want you as a family to take this on as a project.
你们一家为单位来做这个功课。
And I would like you to even have your children do it.
你和你的孩子们一起做。
Maybe after dinner at night, you could take this sheet and everybody write down one thing that they're thankful for.
也许在今天晚餐之后，你们拿出这张纸来，把你们所感恩的事写下来。
And even children as young as 2 years old can do this.
你甚至你2岁以下的孩子都可以做这个功课。
And people as old as I can do this.
年纪大的跟我一样也可以做。
So I'm passing these around. Take one for each member in your family. There are 100 of them, so I think there's enough.
所以每个人一张。
And then when we come to our Thanksgiving service, we actually have 2 Thanksgiving services. We will give you an opportunity to share some of these things.
所以当我们有一个感恩节聚会的时候，我想会给大家一个机会来分享你所感恩的事。
And by Thanksgiving, we should be really full of thanks.
所以到感恩节来的时候，我们应该充满了感恩。
So when they get to the back, if those where they end up, if you would place them on the table in the entryway, I would appreciate that.
所以当这张纸，这些纸传到最后的时候，剩余的请摆在后面的座位上。
Well, we're in a series talking about the one another's in the New Testament.
我们在一系列的讲到彼此中间的关系。
These are things that we as Christians are to do for one another, for each other.
这些是我们身为基督徒要彼此相待的一些的心态。
And we spent 2 weeks talking about loving one another.
我们曾经用2个星期讲到彼此相爱。
Then about, I don't remember now, 4 weeks ago, we did part one of forgive one another.
也许已经4个星期以前我们讲到这系列的第一讲，就是彼此饶恕的第一讲。
Peter came to Jesus and said, how many times should I forgive?
彼得来问耶稣，我们应该饶恕多少次呢？
And if you had the King James Version, it said 490 times.
如果你有这个先定本的英文的圣经，是讲到497次。
So some of those of you who take the Bible literally are saying something like this.
所以那些就这样直接来理解圣经的人会这样子做。
As you can clearly see by this ledger, you have been forgiven 490 times and are no longer covered by the biblical policy.
你说跟着这个条例，你已经被饶恕497次了，所以你不再被圣经的这个原则来保护。
Of course, what Jesus meant is that we are always to forgive.
但是经意却是耶稣在说，我们应该永远的在饶恕。
So the first thing we talked about is what does forgive mean?
所以第一个我们需要讲的就是饶恕是什么意思。
And my summary simply was this.
我的总结是这样。
What they did to me was wrong and it hurt me. However, I, by God's grace and with his help, choose to let it go and not take revenge or make them pay for what they did.
对方的行为虽然不妥，伤害我。 但靠着神的恩典和帮助，我不去计较，也不报复，也不寻求赔偿。
And this morning we will see that for fellowship to be restored, another step is important.
但是今天我们需要了解，如果要恢复彼此的关系的话，还有另外一个很重要的步骤。
Then the second thing we looked at is why do we need to forgive one another?
那我们第二个需要了解的就是为什么我们要彼此饶恕。
And if you weren't here for that sermon, you can go online to the website, and it's there in MP3 format.
如果上一次第一讲的时候你不在的话，你可以看我们教会的网站，在上面听第一次的信息。Now,
as we're looking at this, we're looking simply as what the Bible says, what Christians should do, how they should forgive one another.
所以我们要讨论当圣经怎么来讲，当一个基督徒得罪另外一个基督徒的时候，我们应该有什么样的心态。
And this is a huge topic.
这是一个涵盖广泛的一个题目。
I went to Amazon.com, and these are books that are currently in print about forgiveness.
有这么多的书来专注这个题目，就是这个饶恕的题目。
And I would dare say that if the books that have been written on forgiveness in the last 50 years were stacked here, the stack would be at least this high.
有人说，如果我们把所有写关于这个饶恕的题目的书叠在一起的话，有房子这么高。
Another challenge you run into, as we would say an English idiom, it's very close to home for some of us.
但是虽然有这么多的书写了这个题目，但是很这也是一个很实际、切身实际的一个题目，因为关乎我们每一个人。
Because some of us here this morning have been so severely hurt by others that it's hard for you to even think about forgiveness.
因为在座可能有人受过严重的伤害，使你难以来思想这个饶恕的问题。
And some of us really need more than two sermons. We really need the help of a Christian counselor.
可能不是一两堂主日的讲道就可以解决的这个问题，也许需要基督叫心理辅导的专家来处理。
And to go to a Christian counselor is not really a sign of weakness.
去寻求心理辅导不是一个软弱的一个表现。
I've gone to a counselor myself to help me to deal with some of the issues that I faced.
我也亲自去寻求心理辅导来帮助我处理我一些内心的问题。
But it's an extremely important issue because repentance and forgiveness are necessary to restore a right relationship with other people.
但是这是非常重要的一个问题，因为悔改与饶恕是我们跟人恢复正常关系的两大要素。
We have another English idiom saying you can't sweep it under the carpet.
我们可能不能够假装饶恕的这个问题不存在。
What it comes from is if you're sweeping a house and you have the dirt, you lift the carpet and sweep the dirt underneath. It doesn't take care of the problem.
就好像你在家里面清大扫除，有一些的灰尘，你就把它扫在你的地毯底下，这样并不能够解决问题。
And so we cannot sweep this under the carpet and act like everything is all right.
所以我们不能够假装饶恕一个问题不存在，或者是一切都是相安无事。
We can't run away from it.
我们也不能够避免它。
It's interesting that some Christians can't figure out why the same situation pops up with this person and then with this person and then with this person.
就是有些信徒不了解同样的人际问题为什么接连而三的发生。
And some people wonder why they go from one marriage to another marriage to another marriage.
也许有些人从一个婚姻进入另外一个婚姻，同样的问题总是继续不断地跟着他们。
Or from one church to another church to another church.
或者是从一个教堂跑去另外一个教堂。
The problem is they have not taken care of the problem.
问题是他们并没有认真地对付他们的问题。
And so we need to ask ourselves, have we learned from this that we've gone through?
所以我会问，我们的问题解决了没有？我们从他学了什么样的功课？
Have we forgiven?
我们是否尝试去饶恕？
We can't ignore it.
我们不可能忽视它，漠视它。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15 says, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many."
希伯来书十二章十五节说，也要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽，玷染污秽。
As some of you know, I really like to garden.
也许有很多人知道我很喜欢在园子里面种花。
And when I think of a bitter root, I think of grass that's like this.
园子里面有一种很烦人的这种野草。
I can see this grass in my garden, and I can take my hoe and I can just tear it right out like this, cut the top right off.
我当我每一次看到这个野草的时候，我可以拿一个镰刀把它切掉。
Does that take care of the problem?
这是否解决问题了呢？
No, because the roots are still there. The roots have never been dealt with.
不，因为它的根还没有除掉。
I couldn't find any, but quack grass is one of the worst types of grass that there is.
这种草是院子里面最烦人的野草。
They have roots something like this, and they just grow out to the side, and they'll put up another plant here, out this way, put up another plant here.
它的根是往横的方向来生长，到了某一个长度，它就再生出来。
Only two ways I know to get rid of it.
只有两种把它除掉的方法。
One is to dig it out, roots and all.
第一个是连根拔起。
Other is to spray it with Roundup, which will kill the roots.
另外是撒一种的这个药把它杀掉。
The writer of Hebrews says if we do not take care of these bitter roots, that it will defile many people, not just us.
所以希伯来书说这些毒根会生出来扰乱你们，也叫其他的人受害。
So we come this morning to forgive one another, part two.
所以今天我们要讲到彼此饶恕的第二讲。
And there is an outline in your bulletin. You can see it has many blanks to fill in this morning. You're going to be very busy.
在各位的程序表里面有一个大纲里面有许多的空白要你填，所以今天你会很忙。
But it's just very practical steps from the Bible on what we should do with this problem of forgiveness.
就是我所要讲的，跟你们分享的，在圣经里面教导我们很实际的一些解决饶恕方面的问题的一些的真理。
So we go back to our scripture reading this morning, the Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.
所以我们要回到马太福音第五章二十三到二十五节。
Would you like a drink of water?
I got it. Okay. Thank you.
We read this and it says, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
这里说到，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物放在台前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
What Jesus is saying is that if we come to worship God, it doesn't matter if it's giving or singing or using our spiritual gifts or fellowship, if we come to worship God and have something, our brother has something against us, we need to take care of it immediately.
所以意思就是说，来敬拜神以前，不论你是来崇拜、来唱诗、来与弟兄姐妹也交流，只要你要来到教会的话，你得先做好一些事情。
That's how important Jesus says forgiveness is, and to do it right away.
你先要与弟兄姐妹和好，这是耶稣说为什么这是这么重要，因为这是你在崇拜神以前必须先做好的一件事。
It should not be an unusual sight to see somebody get up from their seat in church and go over and talk to another person to ask for forgiveness.
教会里面不容易见到有人站起来走去另外一个人面前跟他和好。
It should not be unusual to come to take communion, and when we search ourselves, and the Holy Spirit searches us and says there's a problem between you and another person.
在我们守圣餐以前应该不是很难看到有人愿意先与他的弟兄或者是姐妹先和好。
Before we take that, we go talk to a person in church or go out in the foyer and get on our phones, give somebody a call and get it taken care of.
所以我们应该先到后面的大厅或者是打电话，或者是面对面与我们弟兄姐妹和好。
Before we worship Him, God wants us to get things right with our brothers, our other Christians.
在我们与神敬拜以前，神要我们先与弟兄姐妹的关系和好。
It is very, very clear. However, Satan does not want Christians to be unified.
但是撒旦是极不喜悦信徒合一的。
So he will do a lot of things to keep us from obeying God and have unity in the church.
他要尽可能拦阻人顺服神，也阻止教会内部的合一。
So the third question we want to ask is, what kinds of obstacles will Satan throw at us?
那么撒旦怎么会来拦阻我们与众人和睦呢？
The first are excuses when we have wronged others.
第一个就是当我们对不起别人的时候，他会帮助我们自己来寻找 我们行为上的借口。
So we know what God wants us to do, but Satan doesn't want us to do it, so we can come up with many, many excuses why we are not going to do it.
虽然我们知道神要我们做，但撒旦不喜欢我们做，所以我们会为自己找许多不做的借口。
First thing is, I haven't done anything wrong.
第一个借口就是我没犯什么错啊。
Before you're so quick to jump to conclusion, are you willing to ask God to show you whether you've done something wrong or not?
你在没有把自己洗清以前，你是否愿意请神来检查你的内心，明显你的动机，或显明你的动机呢？
We can also say, well, it was such a small offense. I don't need to take care of it.
第二个借口就是啊，这些是鸡毛蒜皮的小事。
From whose point of view?
从谁的观点呢？
Or we may say, well, no one's perfect.
或者是说，人非圣贤，谁能无过？
That's really true. That's why we need to forgive and ask for forgiveness, because we are not perfect.
是，就是因为我们都会犯错，就是为什么我们需要饶恕和去求饶恕的原因。
Here's the quote that we put up last time from Henry Nouwen.
这是我们上一次所讲的一个节录的一句话。
Forgiveness is love practiced among people who love poorly.
饶恕就是在不会爱的人群中来操练爱。
Another excuse is they won't understand.
第四个借口就是对方不了解啊。
How do you know they won't?
你怎么知道呢？
Or I'll do it later.
第五个等我有空再说吧。
It's one of Satan's favorite tactics, procrastination.
这是撒旦最有力的一个手段，就是让你延后。
I should have given that word procrastination. That's a challenge. I take it. All right. The third, next one is they hurt me a lot more than I hurt them.
第六个借口就是他们害我比我害他们更严重啊。
Many times when we have a problem with another Christian brother or sister,
每当我们与人中间有嫌隙的时候。
It's very seldom that one person is entirely to blame and the other one is not to blame at all.
很少是一方面是完全对，而另一方面是完全错误。
So suppose this morning I'm going to pick on Sky. Is that okay, Sky?
今天早上我要找 Sky 的茬，好吗？
Suppose Sky and I are talking one day and we get into a discussion.
如果有一天我们两个在讨论一件事情。
And we get angry with each other because we disagree.
但是因为我们意见不合，我们开始有怒气产生。
Pretty soon I say some things to Sky that I shouldn't say.
久而久之我就会也许会说一句不应该说的话。
And he says some things to me that he shouldn't say.
他也回我一句他不应该说的话。
He may have to forgive me before we're all done here. Well, here's my point of view.
这就是我所讲的。
Okay, I'm going to be like a scales. You know, scales, this means this side's heavier and this side's heavier. Okay, I'm 10% to blame. I agree. I said some things I shouldn't have.
我也许会承认我有10%的责任。
But Sky, he's 90% to blame.
但是 Sky, 他要负90%的责任。
Well, guess what Sky says?
你猜想 Sky 会心里面怎么想吗？
He says, so I'm 10% to blame. I did do some things that were wrong.
我为应该为10%负10%的责任。
But Steve, he's 90% to blame.
但是 Steve 要负90%的责任。
And so we get into this blame game and trying to decide who hurt the other one more than the other, and that's not the point at all.
所以你就开始在这一个彼此埋怨的漩涡里面转。
The point is, we did things that were wrong that need to be repented of and asked for forgiveness.
但问题的根本就是我们彼此都犯错，要彼此互相的来认错。
Number seven is, I've asked God for forgiveness. That's good enough.
第七个借口就是我只向神认罪求饶恕就够了。
It's very important to ask God for forgiveness, but it is not good enough.
是的，向神求饶恕是必须的，但不足够。
Another excuse, I'm afraid of how they might react.
另外一个借口是我担心对方对我有不利的回应。
That's truly a fear, then you may have to use an approach that uses a little wisdom in the situation.
如果这真是你所担心的事的话，你就应该小心行事，谨慎行事。
Sometimes we'll say, well, things are getting better.
有的时候我们说啊，情况已经好转了。
Going back to the quack grass, just because the tops were cut off, did that solve the problem?
我们回想这个杂草的例子。虽然上面的草除掉了，是否这个问题就已经解决了呢？
Well, it looks good because you can't sit anymore.
虽然表面上似乎是没有问题，
but it's still there in the heart.
但是在内心深处仍然蕴藏着仇恨。
And it will remain there until it's taken care of properly.
一直会存留到直到你把他们真正的对付为止。
Sometimes we'll say it happened a long time ago.
有人会说啊，这是陈年旧事了，别提了。
This is not in my notes, but I'm going to add it. I'm going to tell you a story about when I was 7 years old.
我要告诉你一个我七岁时候发生的事情。
I'll make it very quick. I was at my aunt's house for a family reunion.
我在我的婶婶家过这个团年。
I and my cousin decided to catch some of her chickens.
我的一个堂哥在 what were you doing?
Catching chickens.
去在捉小鸡。
And as we chased them around, pretty soon we noticed that there were ones that were all piled up and the ones underneath were not moving anymore.
过了一会儿我们发现这一群小鸡The bottom ones still moving, the top ones not moving.
Bottom ones were not moving.
把这些小鸡放在一堆，上面的还在动，下面的却已经开始不再有任何的生命迹象。
We had killed a number of her chickens.
我们把一些的小鸡害死了。
I was really scared because I knew what my dad would do.
我非常的害怕，因为我知道我的父亲会有什么样的反应。
My cousin says, just throw them over the fence in the tall grass.
我的堂哥说没问题，我们就把这些死的小鸡丢到院子篱笆外头去，让人看不见。
So we did.
我们就那样子做了。
And I was holding my breath. We got in the car and headed home.
所以我在回家的路上的时候，我一直不敢讲话，安静得很。
Nobody said anything. We never got caught.
没有人说任何话，我们也没有。我们的行为没有被识破。
17 years later, when I was 24,
17年以后，我24岁的时候
，The Holy Spirit reminded me of what had happened.
圣灵感动我，提醒我当初发生了什么事情。
And it just wouldn't go away. The Holy Spirit wouldn't go away. I had to go back and talk to my aunt.
我一直想。把这一个事情的记忆掩饰住，但是圣灵一不断的提醒我，知道我去跟我的我的婶婶来道歉。
I didn't think she would remember, but she remembered very well.
我以为她不记得这件事情，但是出乎我意料之外，她记得非常清楚。
And she was blaming somebody else, not me.
她一直在跪罪于另外一些人，而不是我。
Those chickens were part of her income, a very small income, and she actually suffered.
那些鸡是她养生之用，是她的生活的一部分。
But she forgave me, and I'm thankful today.
但是她却饶恕我，我也为此感恩。
Things can be a long time ago, but if the Holy Spirit brings it to your attention, He wants you to go back and take care of it.
事情也许是发生在很久以前，但当圣灵感动你的时候，你仍然是需要去把它弄好。
If you've wronged another person and you're finding yourself saying any of these excuses, you know Satan has you right where he wants you.
如果你曾经得罪了别人，而现在发现这些正是你 的借口的时候，你就已经跌入魔鬼所设的陷阱里面。
It's time to be obedient and go back and ask for forgiveness.
你不觉得你应当去顺从神，而去与人和好，求饶恕吗？
One of the Holy Spirit's jobs is to convict of sin.
圣灵的功效之一就是要让我们定为让我们晓得我们自己的犯的罪犯的错。
And he convicts us so that we can make things right with other people and have unity.
他让我们知错，所以我们有机会去与人和好。
And if the Holy Spirit has been dealing with you and saying you need to go back and ask for forgiveness, don't let Satan make excuses for you.
如果圣灵感动你，你要去认罪与人和好的时候，你不要让撒旦帮你找许多的借口。
We also make excuses when we have been wronged.
我们也会找一些
We may say, you know what, I've been hurt so deeply, I can't forgive them.
当我们被得罪的时候，我们也会找一些借口，其中就是一个说，我受的伤害太大，太深，我不能够原谅。
And I would agree that you cannot forgive them on your own. You need God's help.
我同意，有的时候我们的伤痛深得到我们真是不能够去饶恕与原谅，但是我们要靠神的能力去做。
And some of us might say, well, you know, I don't want to forgive them. I want to make them pay for what they did.
也许我们也会说，我不愿意去饶恕，因为我想让他们罪有应得，得到应有的报应。
At least you're being honest.
至少你是很坦白。
But God says in Romans 12:19, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written.It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord.
但是罗马书十二章十九节说，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
And then another excuse is you may say they wronged me. They should come to me.
也许你会说，是他们得罪了我，他们得先来向我认罪。
And that's what we saw in Matthew chapter 5. That should happen. That's true.
这也是我们在马太福音第五章所读到的，是他们应该这样做。
But Jesus said, it's the other way around too.
但是耶稣却说，反过来也是应该的。
He says in Matthew 18:15, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over.
因为在马太福音十八章十五节那里说，耶稣说，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有你和他在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
So notice here, who is supposed to go and get things reconciled?
所以这里我们当看清楚，谁是应该主动去寻求和解呢？
You are.
你这个受害者。
But you say, I'm the one who was wronged.
但是你说我是受害者啊。
Well, you have to take that up with the management, not me. It's his idea.
那么你就应该去跟神讨论这件事，因为这是他叫你做的。
And then it says just between the two of you.
下一个是在什么样的场合下来和解呢？耶稣说只有你俩在一起的时候。
That means that when I want to get this problem of Sky straightened out, I go to Sky.
意思就是说，当我跟 Sky 中间有嫌隙的时候，我只要去找 Sky 解决。
I don't go tell Wen Tao. Wen Tao, you know what Sky did? I mean, he's a really awful guy. Blah 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 blah.
你不要先去找教会的主席跟他，报信。
Then Wen Tao tells somebody else, who tells somebody else, who tells somebody else. But I don't talk to the right guy.
或者是希望教会的主席跟其他的人一直讲 Sky 的坏话，不。你应该直接去找 Sky 来找解决这一件事。
Do you know how many problems we could solve if we would just keep it between two people that have wronged each other?
你知不知道我们可以解决多少的问题？如果你只把问题限制在你和发生嫌隙的这个对象的中间。
I have a friend by the name of Jack. He's been my friend for 30 years, I guess.
我有一个朋友叫做杰克。他跟我已经是三十年的老友了。
And I did something that was so wrong, offense to him.
我有一次得罪了他。
One day I was out in my yard working and Jack drove up in his truck.
有一次我在院子里面清理的时候, 我的朋友开着小货车来到我的, 我家。
And he gets out of his truck and comes over to me and greets me.
他下了车就和我打招呼。
And he retold the incident and what had happened and how he was offended by that.
他告诉我那件事情, 提醒我他为什么, 我怎么样得罪了他。
And after I listened to him, I realized, I didn't actually realize all I had done, but I realized what I had done.
虽然我当时并, 事情发生的时候, 我, 没有留意到, 但他跟我讲的时候, 我就看出, 看清楚我自己在, 怎么得罪他了。
And I asked for his forgiveness.
所以我就, 跟他认罪, 请求他的饶恕。
And he forgave me, and we're still good friends today.
他也饶恕了我, 直到今天我们仍然是朋友。
But you know what the sad part about it is Jack is one of the few that has ever done that.
但是很可惜的是, 我们生活里面有许多这样事情的发生, 但是杰克只是, 很少有的愿意来解决问题的, 我的好友。
So a good question to ask somebody is, they come and tell you about a problem they have, unless it's for counsel, to say, have you talked to that person already?
所以当, 有人来跟你讲别人的坏话的时候, 你应该问他, 你是否跟那个人中间尝试和解了呢?
If they haven't, just say, then you're talking to the wrong person.
如果还没有的话, 你说, 你应该跟他说, 你讲话的对象现在是错误的。
The next question, how do we ask for forgiveness?
我们如何求饶恕呢?
We're going to refer to Luke chapter 15, which is often called the story of the lost son.
我想带你到路加福音十五章那个浪子回头的比喻。
And it's an example of how we should ask for forgiveness.
这是我们应该求饶恕的一个标准模范。
The son had taken his half of inheritance and wasted it with prostitutes and partying.
这个儿子拿了他一半的这个父亲给他的遗产。 将来的遗产去挥霍，浪费掉了。
He ended up broke and in the pig pen feeding pigs.
他变成一文不值，只在一个猪的养猪的地方勉强维生。
And in verses 17 through 19, this is what he says. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men."
路加15章17节, 他那时候醒悟过来说, 父亲有多少雇工, 口粮有余, 我却倒在这里饿死, 那我要起来, 到我父亲那里去向他说, 父亲, 我得罪了天, 又得罪了你, 从今以后, 我不配称为你的儿子, 把我当作一个雇工吧。 于是他起来, 往父亲那里去。
So we see that he decided ahead of time what he was going to say. So think about ahead of time what you're going to say.
所以当你饶恕, 当你去求饶恕的时候, 你要事先, 预先想清楚, 你应该说什么。
Ask God to give you the words that he wants you to say.
求神显示给你, 让你知道, 你适当的, 求饶恕的那个, 词句应该怎么讲。
The son had a repentant and sincere heart.
这个浪子有一个悔改, 懊悔的心。
He didn't try to deny his responsibility and say, I'm not responsible.
他并没有要, 掩饰自己责任的这个迹象。
He didn't say, I was wrong, but you were too, Pops.
他没有说, 老爸, 我虽然错了, 但是你也不对啊。
Found out that you didn't treat me right as a father, so it's really your fault, not mine.
他没有说, 我发现你并没有像一个好父亲一样的待我, 所以至终还是你的错。
No, he didn't use any excuses.
不, 他没有用任何的借口。
And he didn't say, as some people want to say, Well, if I've been wrong, please forgive me.
他也没有像好像有人这样讲说，如果我错的话，请你饶恕我。
No, he said I was wrong.
他说我错了。
And a wording that was suggested, I mentioned the seminar to you that I went to, is this.
我曾经参与一个讲座，这是他教我们讲的。
God has convicted me of how wrong I have been in whatever. I have asked God to forgive me, and He has. Will you please forgive me too?
他教我们这样讲说，神让我看见自己的错，我向神认罪，神也饶恕了我。你是否也愿意饶恕我呢？
Second thing is to determine the proper time, but to go as soon as possible.
其次，我们需要除了知道怎么样讲以外，我们还要确定一个合适的时间去寻找对方，但是应该越快越好。
Verse 20 says, so he got up and went to his father.
第二十节他说他马上就起来去寻找他的父亲。
Jesus says to leave your gift and go and make things right.
耶稣在马太福音我们刚刚读的圣经说，你要先马上放下你的线所献的礼物去与人和好，是一个马上立刻的行动。
And the third thing is to go in person.
第三，要亲自去。
He, of course, didn't have iPhone, or he didn't have email, or he didn't have a telephone, so you say he had to go in person.
当时并没有电话、网络之类的，所以必须是亲自的去。
But I still think it's the best way to go.
但当时的这个教导仍然适用于今日。
Sometimes you cannot, and you may have to call on the phone.
那有些时候你实在不能，所以你还是需要用电话。
Some people want to write a letter, but I don't recommend that.
有人去想借着写信，但是我不建议这样做。
Because this forgiveness process does not always go as it should.
因为这个求饶恕的过程并不一定照着你的心愿去这个过程并不是照你的心意去做进行的。
And some people have used a letter against those who have been trying to get things corrected.
常常有人会在字面上找到一些加入一些人的意见会引起误会，所以不赞成用写信去这样子去做。
And the last one is confess only to those we have offended.
下一个就是我们应当直接去向我们所得罪伤害的人认错。
I need to just go to Sky. Just go to him. I don't need to ask all the church people to forgive me because I did not offend you. I offended him.
如果我跟 Sky 中间有嫌隙的话，我不需要向教会其他的人认错，因为这是我们两个人中间的关系。
Now, if it was an offense to the whole church, that's a different story.
当然，当我得罪了整个教会，那就不一样了。
And then in verse 28, we see that the older brother did not respond very well.
但是当这个第二十八节那里说，看这个长子的反应却是不太好。
And sometimes we have this idea if we are obedient to God that everything is going to work out perfect.
也许我们常常有一个错误的观念，就是认为当我与神的关系和好了，我认罪了，神也饶恕我了，其他的事情就问题就迎刃而解，一帆风全部都和好了，不一定。
But it doesn't always.
不一定这样子发生。
But as long as you do your part and are obedient to God, that's what matters.
但是最重要的是你要顺服你神的旨意，做你所当做的事，其他的结果在神。
And the last question is, how do I forgive?
最后我们要问，我们应当如何的饶恕呢？
I would say number one, just decide to forgive.
第一最重要的就是你要定义的去饶恕。
True love is a decision of the will.
真正的爱也是在意愿上的一个决定。
Accepting Christ as our Savior is a decision of the will.
正如信耶稣也是一个意愿上的决策一样。
And forgiveness is a decision of the will.
饶恕也是我们在意愿上的一个决定。
There may be feelings and there may not be.
也许会掺杂一些情感上面的东西，但是最终是一个意愿上的一个决定。
But make, so you will not procrastinate, make a specific time and say, this is why I'm going to forgive, or this one I forgave.
所以不要拖延。我想终于想到这个字的翻译，所以也要在理智上做一个决定啊，特定的时间来饶恕。
And say that today, November the 4th, I decided that with God's help, I will forgive whoever it is for whatever they did.
就是在你立定志向，所以在今天11月4号，我决定靠神的帮助来饶恕某一个人。
I'm no longer going to try to hurt them for what they hurt me.
不要继续的怀怨在心，想要以牙还牙。
Second thing is ask for God's help.
第二是求神的帮助。
I suggest to you today that there are some things that are impossible to forgive without God's help.
实在有一些事情，我们如果不靠神的帮助，我们真是不能够去饶恕。
Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Him who gives me strength."
腓立比书4:13说，我靠着那加给我力量的，就是神的力量，凡事都能做。
And some of us may need to begin by just saying, "God, would you please give me the desire to forgive?"
也许我们先要开始求神赐给我们一个愿意饶恕的心。
And then, God, would you give me the ability to forgive?
也求神给我一个愿意去饶恕的力量。
And God, would you heal me and would you heal the other person?
求神医治我和对方。
And ask God to help you to learn how to rebuke Satan when he brings the memories back.
求神教导我，当撒旦再用记忆来折磨我的时候，我怎么斥责他。
We also need to realize that forgiveness is a process.
我们应当知道这个饶恕是一个过程。
It takes time to heal.
需要用时间来治疗所造成的伤害。
Just like a cut, and it takes time to heal, but it has to be cleansed. If it's cleansed, it will heal.
就如你手上的刀痕、刀伤，是如何痊愈的？你需要将伤口洗净，杂物就会慢慢的痊愈。
God has made our bodies that way. Aren't you thankful?
神是这样子创造我们的身体的，给我们这样的能力去痊愈，是否感恩呢？
But if you don't clean the junk out, it gets infected and can cause blood poisoning, many things.
但是如果你伤口洗得不干净，杂物掺在里面，就会产生溃烂，造成血中毒。
Now, I'm sure this morning that many of you have lots of questions.
我相信诸位今天心里面可能有很多的问题。
And sometimes maybe what we should do for Sunday school is just have the option of a class where you could ask questions about the sermon.
也许我们应该有一些的主日学是用来解答崇拜时讲道里面所产生的问题。
But one question that is often asked that we will deal with right now.
我们现在可以来解决一个人常常会发出的问题。
That's what if the brother who wronged me never repents?
第一个就是如果得罪伤害我的人不愿意悔改，那我应该怎么办呢？
Now, there are many times when an offense is not that big of a deal and we should just overlook it.
大多的时候，这些得罪或者是过犯是轻微小事，所以就应该小事化无，不要小题大做。
We will take a look at that more when we look at bear with one another.
我们以后会讲到彼此扶持的时候，到时候我们再详细的讲这一点。
However, there are some things that are quite serious and we need to take additional steps.
但是偶尔我们会碰到相当严重的过犯，我们就得采取几个步骤。
And so on a serious offense, we need to follow Jesus' teachings in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 18.
我们应该跟随耶稣在马太福音18:15-17的教导。
We've already talked about the first step from verse 15.
我们已经讲了18:15弟兄得罪你的那个教导。
Go and show him his fault just between the two of you.
只有你和他在一起的这个场合里面指出他的错。
Verse 16 says this.
16节这样说。
But if he will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses.
当你跟他面对面谈的时候，他如果不听你讲的，应该怎么办呢？十六节就说，你如果不听，他不听的话，就应当带一两个证人去作证，指责他。
So the second step is to take along one or two others as witnesses.
So 第二步骤就是应当带一两个证人去指证。
Several things can happen. when you take along one or two witnesses?
你这样做的话，也许会有不同的几种不同的反应。
For one thing, you get both sides of the story instead of just one side of the story.
第一个，你会看到不同观点的对这个问题不同的观点的这个解释。
And the second thing is that you do not have what we would call hearsay.
第二个好处就是有证人在场，你就不会产生很多的误会。
And then in Matthew 17, it tells the next steps if he does not repent.
第十七节讲到，如果他在证人面前仍然不听的话，应该怎么做？
If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen to even the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
如果他仍然不听的话，就应该将他的罪行公布于教会，然后看他如外邦人或税吏，直到他悔改。
So the third step is tell it to the church.
所以第三步就是公布罪行于教会。
And if he still doesn't repent, then treat him as an outcast until he repents.
如果他仍然不悔改，就请他到教会外面，就是隔离，然后直到他悔改为止，再接受他。
In all the years I've been pastoring, we've had to do this a few times, but not very many times.
在我身为牧师的生涯里面，我只是一两次需要这样子做，不是次数不是很多。
We need to ask the question, does that mean it's all right to be angry with them and be bitter against them?
但是我们需要问说，如果人不悔改，不听我们的劝勉的时候，是不是说我们就可以向他发怒或以苦毒待他呢？
And I would like to read a quote from you from a man by the name of John Piper.
也许我需要引用John Piper 的一些的话语。
I think he says it better than I can.
他讲的比我讲的还更好。
So there's a sense in which full forgiveness is only possible in response to repentance.
所以他说有一个含义就是完全的饶恕是对悔改的一个回应。
But even when a person does not repent, we are commanded to love our enemy and pray for those who persecute us and do good to those who hate us.
但是圣经就告诉我们，当一个人不肯悔改的时候，我们应当仍然应当爱仇敌，为逼迫我们的人祈求和善待恨我们的人。
The difference is that when a person who wronged us does not repent with contrition and confessions, he cuts off the full work of forgiveness.
其中不同的就是当一个得罪我们的人不愿意悔改认错的时候，他就失去了这个完全饶恕的功效。
We can still lay down our will, we can hand over our anger to God, we can seek to do Him good, but we cannot carry through reconciliation or intimacy.
我们仍然可以放下我们自己的意志和将愤怒的权利交给神，我们可以以善相待，但我们无法单方面的带来亲密的和谐。
Now someone is probably saying right now, but Steve, you know, you don't know what others have done to me and how they have treated me.
这时候也许你会说，牧师啊，你实在不知道对方曾经如何的伤害我。
And I'd say, no, I don't know.
是的，我不知道。
But I do know that if you will ask God for help, He will give you grace and the strength to forgive.
但我是却知道，如果你寻求神的帮助，他必定会赐你饶恕的恩典和能力。
He doesn't ask us to do things that he won't help us to do.
他绝不撇下你，要你去做你所做不到的事。
And there are many, many people, myself included, who can tell you stories about how God has helped them forgive.
我曾经听过，也亲身经历过神帮助许多人这样做的故事。
As C.S. Lewis said, everyone says that forgiveness is a lovely idea until he has something to forgive.
C.S. Lewis 也曾经这样说，许多人都同意饶恕是个美妙的建议，但是直到他们亲自遇到要饶恕的事，就完全不以为然。
I told you the last time I spoke that I really did not want to preach on this topic.
上一次我已经跟你们讲过，我真是不愿意讲这个题目。
But I really felt it was what God wanted me to do.
但是我心里面却知道神要我讲。
And it's because of a situation I've been working through now for some time that I've really, really struggled with forgiving.
也是因为我亲自在这个饶恕的事上有许多的挣扎。
But doing this two-part series, God has really helped me.
但是经过这两次准备讲章的时候，神真正的来，真是很大的来帮助我。
He's given me some new insights and some new understanding that I didn't have before.
他启发了我与新的看见和领受。
And I feel he's helped me take some big steps ahead in resolving this problem.
他也帮助了我，借着我准备讲章，让我向前迈进很多步，来解决我生命里面的一些的挣扎。
And I hope that I will hear the same testimony from some of you as you start taking these steps to forgive one another.
我也很希望能够听到你采取同样的步骤，解决你生活里面的这些人际关系而所有的经验。
Because see, it isn't a matter of whether we together as Christians are going to hurt one another, because we are.
不是说我们基督徒在一起就不会彼此相爱，我们会在有意无意中伤害到别人。
The question is, what are we going to do when we hurt each other?
但是问题是，当我们伤害到别人的时候，我们应该怎么样去处理这件事情？
Are we going to go God's way or are we going to go Satan's way?
我们采取神的方法呢？我们还是跟着撒旦的狡猾的方法去做？
I'm going to tell you a true story in closing.
在结束的时候，我告诉你一个真人真事。
I will come down here so you can see the pictures better.
我下来，所以你可以看到图面看得更清楚。
And actually, because I would rather be down here speaking to you anyway, rather than up there.
但是，也正是因为我觉得站在下面跟你们讲更亲切。
It's the story of a man by the name of Louis Zamperini.
这是一个名字叫做路易·萨本尼的一个故事。
I will tell you the brief story, and you may read the whole story if you would like.
我简单的把他的故事告诉你，你也许可以去。更详细的去。
A second book has been written by him just recently, called Unbroken.
这是他写的一本关于他的一本书。
Have any of you read this story?
是否有人知道他的生命故事呢？
Well, I think it applies very well to the idea of repentance.
这是很适合我们今天所讲的题目。
Well, he was in World War II in the U.S. Air Force.
他是二战时候美国空军。
He was flying a mission over the Pacific Ocean in this bomber, this B bomber.
他是二战时候驾驶 B-24 在一个任务上。
And they had mechanical problems and they crashed into the Pacific Ocean.
他在这个任务飞行的时候飞机机件故障，就在太平洋坠海。
The whole crew was killed except for Louis and two other men.
全机的机员都因此丧命，除了他和另外两个人之外。
All they had was a life raft, and they were 47 days drifting in the Pacific Ocean.
他们在救生筏上，在海上漂流了47天。
One of the three died, and they left Louis and one other man.
在这个漂流的时候，其中一个人也因为受伤死亡，只剩下他和另外一个人。
And they finally sighted land.
他们终于看到陆地。
Only to be captured by the Japanese and taken to a prison camp.
他们漂到马歇群岛前之后就马上被日军逮捕送到集中营。
And I'm sure that.Many of you have heard of the horrors of the Japanese prison camps.
我相信很多人都了解这个在二战日本集中营中间的恐怖的事情。
There was no exception for him.
在他不例外。
He was tortured. He was subjected to medical experiments that made him want to die.
他生活在一个污秽到不可言喻的环境里面，忍受残酷的煎熬，成为医药实验的实验品，使他痛不欲生。
He was forced into slave labor.
他又被迫做苦工。
But there was one of the captors who became a living nightmare to him.
但是在他的那时候遇到一个大的敌人，让他生不如死。
They nicknamed him the bird.
他们给他一个绰号叫做大鸟。
And this is a quote.
是一个他的揭露的一段。
He would beat POWs every day, fracturing their windpipes, rupturing their eardrums, shattering their teeth, tearing one man's ear half off, leaving them unconscious.He combined physical with emotional torture. He wanted to humiliate, to destroy a prisoner's sense of humanity.
这是当初对这个大鸟，的，行为所，记载的一些的，描述。他说他每天痛打战俘，使他们胸腔骨折，耳膜破裂，牙齿脱落，耳朵撕裂，痛到不省人事。他对战俘施予肉体和精神上的折磨。凌辱摧毁战俘的人性尊严。
He was a prisoner for around 3 years.
他成为战俘三年多。
After the war, Louis was filled with bitterness, revenge, and anger.
战后，路易仍然心中充满了苦毒、愤怒和报复的仇恨。
He became an alcoholic, trying to drown his problems.
他酗酒成性，尝试用酒精来麻醉他这些的伤痛。
He'd have these horrible nightmares where he would wake up, and every time he was strangling the bird.
他夜间常常有噩梦，要把大鸟扼杀，被这样的梦惊醒而大叫。
His wife went to a Billy Graham crusade and was born again, was saved.
他的妻子去参与格里汉布道会，信主得救。
And she finally got Louis to go, and he became a Christian through the Billy Graham Crusade as well.
她回到家里就介绍她的丈夫带着她一起去，她丈夫也因此，信主得救。
And God completely changed his life completely.
神就彻底地改变了他的生命。
Took away the bitterness, the anger, the resentment, even the nightmares.
挪去了他一切的仇恨、愤怒、苦毒，甚至这个噩梦。
Then just to show you how God works, He even sent Louis back to Japan.
让我们了解神怎么样的工作。他甚至差遣路易回去了日本。
To meet some of his captors and some of the people who were there in the prison camp, the Japanese.
到日本去寻找那些集中营的这个狱卒。
But God had granted him the ability to forgive them, and he told him so.
神给他能力去饶恕，他也去做。
And some of them even became Christians because of his testimony and his love and his forgiveness.
因为他的行为感动了许多狱卒，甚至他们成为基督徒。
As I understand it, he wanted to meet with the bird, but the bird refused to meet with him.
我们也知道他曾经尝试去寻找这个大鸟这一个人，但是很可惜，大鸟始终拒绝见他。
And today, God has given Louis a ministry. He's in his 90s, I think 94, of still sharing the message of God's love and forgiveness.
今天神给路易有能力继续的在。讲述神在他生命里面的神的手的工作让他帮助其他的人94岁了
You know, I think the world is tired of seeing Christians who call themselves Christians but are no different than non-Christians
世界对这些所谓的基督徒但是活得不像基督徒的非常的厌烦
But when Christians come along and they can show thatThrough the love of Christ, the changing power of the Holy Spirit, they are different. The world sets up and takes notice.
但是当信徒们活出基督的爱的时候，世界看得非常的清楚。
And you're saying earlier that they will know we are Christians by our love.
像刚刚我们唱的歌，讲到他们看见我们的爱，就知道我们是信徒、基督徒。
My love, of course, includes forgiving and asking for forgiveness.
当然，爱也包括饶恕和愿意去饶恕，求饶恕。
If God can help somebody like Louis overcome the horrible, horrible things that were done to him and forgive, you think he can help you?
如果神能够帮助路易这种经历的人，你认为他可以帮助你吗？
But we have to take that step and say, yes, God, I'm willing to take that step of obedience and follow you.
但我们需要踏出神要我们所走的步伐。
Where do you need this morning to say, oh God, forgive me, oh God, help me?
也许你在你的人生某一方面也需要说，神啊，求你饶恕我，神啊，求你帮助我。
It might be a spouse, might be an ex-spouse.
也许是你的配偶，或是你的前夫或前妻。
It might be somebody you work with.
也许是你的同事。
It might be somebody in your family.
你家中的一员。
It might be somebody right here in church this morning.
甚至是教会在座中的某人。
Will you say right now, God, I surrender my heart?
你现在是否就愿意说，神啊，我愿意降服在你面前。
I confess my unforgiving spirit.
我承认我不愿意饶恕的那个苦毒。
And will you stop letting yourself off the hook?
你是否愿意不再让你走容易走的路，不再轻易放弃任何的机会。
And will you confess to another person that you've wronged, and will you forgive those who've asked you for forgiveness?
你是否愿意饶恕得罪你的人，也去求你得罪的人的饶恕呢？
Just ask you today if God has spoken to you through the Holy Spirit, will you be obedient?
如果今天圣灵在对你说话，你是否愿意顺服圣灵的引导呢？
Let's bow our heads together.
让我们一同低头。
I just want to take a few moments of quiet and let you respond to what you need to respond to this morning.
我愿意我们有一段安静的时间，让你在心里面做一个省察和回应。
And as I close in prayer this morning, if God has spoken to you about something and you want to do it, would you just raise your hand and I will pray for you in closing.
如果今天神感动你，引导你要去做一些你平常不愿意做的事的话，请你举手，我愿意为你祷告。
Anybody? Thank you.
谢谢，看见了，看见了。
God, we just thank you today for your forgiveness and your love for us.
神啊，我感谢你，你对我们所的饶恕与拯救。
As in the parable, you've forgiven us millions and millions of dollars worth of sins.
你饶恕我们众多的得罪你的地方。
Help us, Lord, to forgive our fellow brothers and sisters a few dollars of sins that they've done against us.
你对我们的饶恕超过成千上万的金钱，你也求你帮助我们去饶恕弟兄姊妹对我们只值得几块钱的得罪的地方。
And we confess today that we need your help.
我们也向你承认我们需要你的帮助。
And I pray especially for these who raise their hands saying, I need to take a step of obedience and I want God's help.
我们特别为这些举手向你承认他们需要你帮助的弟兄姐妹。
Pray that they would reject Satan's excuses and just take that step of faith and obedience.
他们要拒绝撒旦给他们所找的借口，而顺服主你的引导。
And Father, we just pray that we would do things quickly, as soon as possible, before they get to be big problems.
我求你帮助我们，让我们，尽快的有行动，啊，去饶恕或求饶恕，让这些事件不再继续的，骚扰我们。
And we pray that we would be humble, that we would take responsibility for the things that we've done wrong, and that we would ask with a true, genuine spirit.
我们求主帮助我们有一个谦卑的心，为我们以往的举动，负责任。
We pray that as we do these things, that it would bring honor and glory to your name, and that people would be drawn to you.
我们求你帮助我们做这些应做的事，而把荣耀归给你，让人也认出我们是你的门徒。
And we will thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们为你所做的来感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
We thank Reverend Runyan for the message and teaching. Probably I think I should start to practice what I have learned today between me and my wife. I thought I have forgiven her probably for over 497 times, and probably she thinks the same way to me. So, 现在到了我们的回应诗歌的时间，让我们打开红色诗歌本，翻到第462首，相爱见证。It's time for the responding hymn. Now let's open Red Hymn Book, turn to number 462. They'll know we are Christians by our love. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father from whom all things come, and all praise to Christ Jesus, His only Son, and all praise to the Spirit who make us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. 现在我们请 Steve Runyan 牧师为我们祝福。Now we ask Reverend Runyan to give us benediction.
For the benediction this morning, I would just like to read for you from Ephesians chapter 3, where it's really Paul's prayer for the Ephesians as well as for us. So let's pray together.I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Before we make some announcement, we'd like to take this time to welcome those who are here for the first time.
如果你是第一次来我们教会参加我们的敬拜，我们请你能够站立起来，简短的介绍你自己，让我们有机会来认识你。
So if you are visiting today, we'd like to have you stand.